This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Donald Trump and Joe Biden are growling at each other after their big Super Tuesday victories. And there's breaking news this morning about Nikki Haley. We'll start with President Biden saying Donald Trump is focused on revenge, not the American people. Donald Trump is firing back. The AP's Haya Penjuani.
At a rally on Super Tuesday, former President Donald Trump told his supporters what he'd prioritize if elected president.
We're going to straighten it out. We're going to close our borders. We're going to drill, baby, drill. We're going to get the inflation down.
Trump took home a handful of victories on Super Tuesday and made it clear to his supporters in Mar-a-Lago that he was not impressed by the Biden presidency.
He's the worst president in the history of our country. There's never been anything like what's happening to our country.
He condemned Biden for how he's handling foreign policy, the economy, and the U.S.-Mexico border. Haya Penjuani, Washington.
As for the border issue, the AP's Meg Kinnard says,
but speaking of Texas, it has played a major role in the presidential primary thus far, particularly on the Republican side. I've been traveling the country talking to voters, and I can tell you that it's rare that I encounter one who doesn't bring up immigration and border security among their top issues.
What about Trump rival Nikki Haley? The AP's Sagar Magani.
Nikki Haley scored her second win of the nominating cycle in Vermont, but she wasn't able to capitalize in states that might have really helped her, like in Virginia and in Maine, with their big swaths of moderate voters.
Nikki Haley is expected to have something to say this morning. Sources say she will suspend her presidential campaign. This morning, U.S. military officials say a U.S. destroyer shot down drones and a missile launched by Yemen's Houthi rebels toward it in the Red Sea. The assault apparently targeted the USS Kearney. This is AP News. And now, the AP's Charles de Ledesma reports on the trouble in the Middle East.
Over the past 5 months, Israel's killed thousands of Hamas fighters, destroyed dozens of their tunnels, and wreaked unprecedented destruction on the Gaza Strip. But it faces a dilemma that was clear from the start of the war. It can try to annihilate Hamas, which would mean almost certain death for the estimated 100 hostages still held in Gaza, or it can cut a deal that would allow the militants to claim a victory and likely seal an end for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's long political career. Such dilemmas might be seen as acceptable by Hamas, which valorizes martyrdom. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Haiti's embattled prime minister has landed in Puerto Rico as he tries to return to Haiti to quell a surge in violent gang attacks. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.